Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. You can watch us. Come look at us on ESPN Plus. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Mike Golic Jr. and Janae Ogunwoke. So much going on today. Major League Baseball's opening day keeps on rolling along in this spot. We have plenty of work there and plenty to get to. We have already had a game postponed to in the next couple of days because of a positive COVID-19 case. We'll get to the ripple effects of that as Major League Baseball starts to get this season going. But Janae, today has also been about endings and a big one in the world of college basketball. Roy Williams, the longtime North Carolina and Kansas head coach, announced his retirement today. And we brought this up before, Janae, because you played for a legend in Tara Vanderveer. Everyone knows her, the head coach of the Stanford Cardinal women's team. And you were getting emotional because we were talking about endings for coaches of this caliber, endings who have given so much to so many people. But it's a testament to, in all of that time, the way that these people have managed to forge relationships like the one that you have.
Let me put in perspective how hard a decision it probably was for Coach Roy Williams to retire. When I got to Stanford, my coach, as you mentioned, Tara Vanderveer, all-time winningest coach in women's college basketball. When I got to Stanford, people were like, are you sure you want to commit there? People say she might be retiring soon. That was back in 2010. We're in 2021, where her team is now in the Final Four. And every year I say, Coach, like, when are you going to just go out? She has a place in Minnesota where she loves to boat. Coach, when are you going to go out there and just relax? She's like, well, Janae, we've got another number one recruiting class coming in. And this is her voice that we always use. You heard her. She joined our show. Yeah. And so it just reminds, you know, this is a difficult decision for someone that has been a head coach for 48 years. But, you know, he's a legend, a Naismith Hall of Famer, I believe, in 2007. And so I'm happy for him at the same time.
Incredibly accomplished. And you're right, though, doing anything for that long, having it so tied up in your identity and having the ability to be honest with yourself about when the road is over. That's always the toughest thing. Like, I can remember at the end, even when I was trying in the back end of practice squads and rosters and things like that, you try and figure out, all right, when am I going to stop pushing for this sort of once in a lifetime dream? But for Roy Williams, for as accomplished as he is, three national championships in his time at North Carolina, as you mentioned, 2007 Naismith Hall of Famer, fourth in Division I men's history with 903 total wins, and the only coach to have 400-plus wins at multiple schools. Roy Williams, in his press conference, his retirement press conference today at North Carolina, was very candid about why he decided to retire at this time.
Everybody wants to know the reason, and the reason is very simple. Every time somebody asked me how long I was going to go, I would always say, as long as my health allows me to do it. But deep down inside, I knew that the only thing that would speed that up, if I did not feel that I was any longer the right man for the job. I'm not going to say the best man, because I never thought I was the best at anything. But 15 years at Kansas, I thought I was the right man. And this time at North Carolina, I thought I was the right man. I no longer feel that I am the right man for the job.
Janae Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Janae Ogunwoke, and that was former North Carolina head coach Roy Williams. Janae, it's sort of jarring to hear how emotional that was for him. You look at the North Carolina team in the last couple of years. Were the tournament not shut down last year, it looked like they were not going to make the NCAA tournament. This year, an early exit and all of that, but still, to say a two-year sample size was that damning from the outside looking in would have been crazy, but it's amazing how much he clearly has internalized where he is relative to this right now.
Yeah, it's shocking, but at the same time, he's been there for an extended amount of time, so you can understand why maybe it just is the end of the road and maybe the transition needs to happen where he can just do what he wants. And one thing I know about coaches that do choose to retire, especially in college hoops, they don't step away from the game. They become consultants. They still show up. It's hard for them to transition to anything else. And, like, I love this on ESPN Plus because we see one of the best videos we've got of the advent of social media, the shimmy, when he came into the locker room. Like, those are the moments where you're like, I want to play for that guy. That guy that gets it. That guy that gets it done, most importantly, with a team that has so much talent, but they play like a unit, not just like, you know, a summation of each and every, you know, one a representation of each and every guy. And so this is tough for the basketball community because we are so accustomed to seeing him on sidelines. But Junior, even more hard for him to make this decision, because we just sort of agreed. We spoke to Bomani Jones earlier. Obviously, everyone checks out his podcast and you see him on Highly Questionable, but this is probably the best job in basketball. Head coach of UNC, where you have Jordan Brand support, where you can recruit whoever you want. You've got the cool factor. You've got the it factor. You've got the school support. And so to step away from that even is hard.
It is, to think about what it takes. You're right, to pull yourself. And it probably could only be someone who's been around it for so long. I remember, I think it was Mark Schlereth who said this, longtime NFL offensive lineman who used to be our colleague here at ESPN, and talked about knowing when his career was over at the end, because he was watching tape and he was looking at one of the guys on tape and he saw him getting beat and he was like, who the hell is that? And he realized, oh, that's me. All of a sudden, these great players, these great coaches who have an idea in their head of who they are and what their standard is supposed to be, usually refuse to compromise that. I think that's the mark of some of the all-time greats we've seen, is they're not going to stick around long enough when they understand this is what I've been for so long. And you mentioned Bomani Jones. It's amazing when we consider what Roy Williams was for so long at North Carolina, and how, according to Bomani, that might even be underrated in the way that we think about Roy Williams and his career.
There are levels above the Hall of Fame. And I think that there's a different level for a guy who got his team to the Final Four 9 times. And I don't think that people really think about Roy in the rarefied air in that way. Like, I think that people think of Tom Izzo in a way that they do not think of Roy Williams, even though if there's anything Roy Williams can put on his tombstone, it is, I own Tom Izzo, right? So 9 Final Fours in the 18 years that he was at North Carolina, he definitely outperformed Krzyzewski in that time. 3 national championships to 2, 5 Final Fours to 5, more 5 Final Fours to 3, more ACC championships, all of this. I think that what happens with Roy is, one, and I go through this with Scott Drew, once we decide a dude can't coach, he just can't coach, and there's nothing that could fix it. And I think for a lot of people, not going to the Final Four in 97 and 98, really did it in for a lot of people on the idea of what Roy Williams was as a coach. But when you go look at the results and the guys that he had, how many of them actually, like, produce NBA stardom? If you want to, you can say it's his fault that they didn't. If you don't, you can make the point that with only basically having Paul Pierce and then a bunch of guys who went to the NBA but weren't stars and went to 9 Final Fours, it's pretty damn impressive.
Janae, I think he's right. I think when we talk about coaches, it was always just kind of assumed, right? What was happening in North Carolina seemed like, we talked about this the other day, the greatness that you become accustomed to in that spot. You got a coach that's going to contribute to meme culture and GIF culture in a really strong way, like you mentioned. He's going to be rocking off-whites on the side of the court, and that basketball team's going to be competitive damn near year in and year out. And even when it changes up, like we mentioned before, in the last 2 drafts, Roy Williams in North Carolina had more one-and-dones, 3, than they had in the first 15 drafts of his career at North Carolina. He was changing the way he did it and finding a way to still go strong.
And you mentioned the shoes, and it's perfect because we all know what day it is. It is April 1st, and there's a tweet going around that has gone viral, a guy saying, Femi Guy on Twitter, "I'm giving away a pair of UNC ones. Just like and retweet this post to enter. Time to give back." And there's pictures of about like 10 pairs of UNC ones, which are clean shoes. Mm. You know it was a joke.
You know,
like,
what?
Everyone's like, y'all must have forgot what day it is. I am so mad.
It is amazing, Chinee, what we've got God on. This is a good reminder. April Fool's Day is the worst. And if you're out here, like, remember the Michael Strahan video we were talking about the other day where we thought he fixed the gap in his teeth and we were all hip to it, but it was 2 days before April 1st. And who chooses violence that readily to go 2 days before and lay the groundwork? And sure enough, he shows up with the gap again today.
I was team no gap.
Listen, I understand. It's
iconic. I like
iconic.
His gap, though. I like it. It's iconic. But, like, when he did it, I was like, oh, okay. Energy shift. Let's go.
I mean, listen. He did look very handsome without the gap. There's no two ways about it. But the rest of Michael Strahan probably has a lot to do with that in that spot. The point is, Janae, have you ever been a big April Fool's person? Because I feel like this is one of those days. I saw Adam Schefter earlier today tweeted our friend Mina Kimes and say, let me go find Adam's exact tweet. Because Adam Schefter has the ability to move the earth beneath him. And earlier, he tweeted, oh boy, at Mina Kimes is not going to be happy today, ..
Oh, I mean, she thought it was like Russ playing on the Russ quarterback stuff?
And
something.
Sure enough, it paid off on Highly Questionable later when Mina was on, and they tried to go in and say there was breaking news about Russell Wilson from Adam Schefter. Adam Schefter is out here wielding that power and destroying lives with it on April 1st. Unbelievable.
That is fantastic. I can't wait till we talk to Mina about this.
I guess we're going to have to do like a wellness check on Mina after that. That's going to be very, very difficult. A reminder to everybody, college basketball season's reached tournament time, and that means the Wendy's Wooden Watch has announced the final ballot. Trying to get like Chinea Gumake, win yourself a wooden award. Go to ESPN.com, search the Wooden Watch list for the list of wooden award nominees, like Baylor's, Search Wooden Watch for the list of Wooden Award nominees like Baylor's Jared Butler and Stanford's Kiana Williams.
Yeah,
the John R. Wooden Award presented by Wendy's. We had to get him. We had to get a Stanford nod in there eventually.
Oh,
right?
Yes. Love it. We had one Haley Jones yesterday. So, yeah, Wooden Award. Let's go.
I was going to say, we got plenty of Stanford to go around in this spot. But coming up next, it is opening day. 888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. We're trying to pick a team to hitch our wagon to as a show, as a family for the upcoming season. We're free agents. So pitch us why we should rock with your Major League Baseball team. 888-SAY-ESPN or at Chinea at Mike Golic Jr. We'll get to that next here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Chinea and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Chinea's been trying to help me out for the last couple of days here. I don't have a good sign-off when I do other interviews on other radio stations. I don't have like a go-to thing. I always fumble through it. Chinea Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio, Mike Golic Jr. and Chinea Gumake. So Chinea, I got a couple ideas that people have tweeted into us at Chinea and at Mike Golic Jr.
I'm excited.
To see if we can help here. So we've got Hannah Stuvengen, who said, I'm with Chinea, stay blessed might work in this spot. That was your suggestion from earlier.
Yeah.
Forever Fun says it's got to be take it easy. Very fitting for your personality. Take it easy feels like the most natural for me. But Caitlin Warwick brings up, what if Mike Golic Jr.'s sign-off was a simple cheers? Who doesn't love cheers?
That is true.
I'm not sure if that's a little bit too British for me or not, though. That feels like something that would be like kind of like co-opting British culture.
Is that British? Cheers?
Cheers.
Oh, yeah, cheers. I thought it was like more, yeah. Oh, okay.
But this is the one. Cleve TV 36 tweets in, your shine off for the show should be another great show. Book it.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Another great show. Book it.
Feels
but you
like
know me, I'd be like, book it, baby. That's me.
Got me seen in the fast lane.
Book it. Yeah. Okay. Wait. Yeah. Wait.
Pedal
what was that?
To the flow, man, trying to get,
to
back,
get back
to her.
To your love. Hey.
Well, that feels like where it was supposed to go. Book it, baby.
Hey, run that back again, yo. Let me hear that. Let me
got
hear that.
Got me
again.
Speeding in the fast lane. Pedal to the flow, man, trying to get back to her love. Nothing?
Yeah.
Nothing?
Yeah.
No snaps or anything?
Normally, I show love to if you just attempt to try it or whatever, but that was not it,
what
bro.
What do you mean that wasn't it? That was fantastic.
I thought it was pretty good, but like clip that and we can play it towards the end as we keep that same energy and just listen to it again and
all right,
really give the verdict.
We'll figure that out. If you want sounds that are maybe a little less abrasive to your ears, I can make this one nice and easy for you. Chinea Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. While I try and figure my life out here, Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, was on Greeny earlier today on ESPN Radio and talked about some of the big news of the day. We know it's opening day for Major League Baseball, but once again, COVID-19 and the pandemic have found their way into the discussion. The Mets-Nationals game that was supposed to be going on very soon ended up being canceled because of a positive COVID-19 case. Here was Commissioner Rob Manfred talking about that decision.
We've decided that they will not play tonight against the Mets. We've done some contact tracing. We want to do some additional testing out of an abundance of caution. And we have rain protection tomorrow. So we're going to go ahead and cancel tonight's game and more to follow based on the test results that we get.
And Chinea, I think it's kind of sobering reminder. I was doing Sports Nation last night. We had an interview with Tim Kirkchin, who, God love him, is like my favorite person to talk to because his love of baseball makes me want to love baseball more. And when we asked him about this, he was hopeful that because it was just one case, that it wasn't going to be something that rolled over into others. But because of contact tracing, because of the people now, I believe the number is 5 that are having to quarantine because of contact tracing in this spot. We are once again faced with a game being called right as we get started here.
Yeah, but I guess the good news is, even though this is opening day and we wish that everything would go off without a hitch, I mean, it's only a limited number of games and there are a number of games going on right now. So opening day, still excited about it, but this is something that we'll continue to follow, even though the season, we were just joking in the break, like it felt like the season just ended, but now it's back and we're excited for that.
It was amazing. We had Chris Singleton on earlier in the show, our ESPN MLB analyst, who's going to be on the call later tonight, 9 Eastern on ESPN Radio for, I believe it's Astros and A's.
Yes.
Coming up
Athletics,
later.
Athletics, yep.
And he mentioned he had been on the show with us. He had been in studio during MLB playoffs because our analysts were working out of here in Bristol. And you and I both had that same thing. It has been a time warp to this moment. But we are happy to be here. And now we need a team and we need your help.
Yes.
Janae and Golic Jr., we're trying to figure out a team to hitch our wagon to for this upcoming season. We want to be fans. We want to follow along. And so we're asking you for help. 888-729-3776. Let's go to Brian in Pennsylvania. Brian, you're on Janae and Golic Jr. Who's your team and why should we be fans?
Hey, Brian.
Good afternoon. Here's the deal. You got to go throw in with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Last time they made the playoffs, 2013. MLB Fangraphs gives them a 0.4% chance of making the playoffs. So like you were talking about your Final Four and your NCAA champion today, you can't jinx them because they have nowhere to go but up. They beat the Cubs today, so you're hitching your bandwagon to a winning team right now. Jump on board with us. We need help.
There we go. All right, that's our second vote for the Pirates today,
yeah,
Janae.
Put them on the short list.
Have to. Again, PNC Park, beautiful. They started the season off on a winning note. We love that.
The Jeremy. Jack Pearson Pirates.
Jeremy in Kentucky. You're on Janae and Golic Jr. Who's your team and why should we be fans?
What's up, guys? Hey, listen, if you're going to root for an MLB team, you got to go with the first one. You got to go with the Cincinnati Reds. Now, here's the precursor that I want to throw out there. As a Reds fan for a long, long time, typically by the All-Star break, maybe the end of July, they're not doing so well, so we're ready for college football. So go Bucks, go Joe, you got time to get ready for some baseball, and then you can switch over to Notre Dame. Shanae, you got your Stanford. So I'm telling you, the Reds are great for most of the summer, and then it's college football.
I do like Janae that he's allowing us to plan for other things in the
yes.
cell for his team.
Very, very nice. Nice approach.
Hey, listen. You know what? That's also, I appreciate people that are self-aware, right?
Yes.
Like, that team knows exactly who they are in that spot. Let's head to John in Oklahoma and get one more in here. John, you're on Janae and Golic Jr. Who's your team and why should we be fans?
It's the New York Mets. They have the greatest mascot in Mr. Met. They also have their own song with Meet the Mets. You also had the first manager ever of the New York Mets, Casey Stengel. Say all the kids were talking about was Metsy, Metsy, Metsies. And I got a quick trivia question for you. Where do the New York Mets get their colors from?
I do not know.
Dodger blue, Giant orange.
Huh. How about that? Best of both worlds in that spot. Came correct with trivia and everything. That man was
prepared. Why is our producer Shannon freaking out? Did he actually know the answer to that? He did.
Well, of course. So our producer Shannon is like an encyclopedia. And just to give everyone an idea, Shannon worked with Bomani Jones for a whole bunch of years. And so when you see the way both of their brains work, it's no surprise they got along so well together. Shannon knows basically everything.
And everyone
spot.
That I'm learning, he knows everyone too.
We did get a submission from Twitter at MeganFlood11 says Lindor signing is a reason you should be a Mets fan, but also Noah Syndergaard currently feuding with Mr. Met is a great reason. I've seen some of that. We've got Jacob DeGrom, who I remember back in the morning show days, we helped single-handedly secure that Cy Young the year the team wasn't doing so great, but he was throwing pure gas, which actually seems like it's almost every year in that spot.
So I know, Junior, I think you've been writing them down. Do you have the short list that we do with energy?
Yep, I've got the short list that we're going to get to when we keep that same energy, Janae. I think we've got some tough decisions to make here, but we've had great pitches for the Cardinals, the Reds, the Braves, the Brew Crew from Chris Singleton, the Pirates, and the Padres. So we've got a lot of submissions. If you want to get your team in, at Janae, at Mike Golic Jr., or 888-SAY-ESPN. We can get plenty of those as we're looking to adopt a team for the 2021 season. But coming up next, let's head back to the NFL draft as we are inside a month now. We have turned the calendar to April, and so the draft is almost here. What we need to keep in mind as we have conversations about these top-end prospects next on ESPN Radio.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Jhené and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio.
Speeding in the fast lane, pedal to the flow, man, trying to get back to her love.
Am I wrong that sounded pretty good?
Got me speeding in the fast lane, pedal to the flow, man, trying to get back to her love.
I even almost got the beat perfect. I don't know what more you want from me, Cliff.
Got me speeding in the fast lane, pedal to the flow, man, trying to get back to her love.
Best believe she got that good thing. She my little hood thing. Asking about her, no one. You know that is mine. Bussy. Baby.
Baby.
Anybody know that's mine? Bussy. Baby. Baby. Yeah. See what happens, Cliff? You think you're about to come out here and embarrass me on Jhené and Golic Jr., but what really happened was you realized I was about this life, and I brought the heat. You're all welcome, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. That made my day.
I'm going to go ahead and do what Cliff doesn't have the courage to do. That was incredible.
Okay, this is where I said he sounded okay from the jump.
I can say, Jhené, you were on my side from the start of this, so I can't say anything your way right now. Cliff, our esteemed producer and board op, do you have anything you'd like to say? Do you have anything you'd like to apologize
can
to?
Can I just compose myself first and then get back to
That's fine. That's fine. Whatever you need.
Also, Junior, you know I might be a little tone deaf, so I don't know if my
thoughts
matter.
Hearing it back, Jhené, it sounded better than I expected in that spot. We are Jhené and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio, and we like to sing from time to time. And apparently that wasn't okay with Cliff before, who now appears to have composed himself long enough to have this discussion. Are you good, Cliff?
I've composed myself, and you know what? You did better than I thought, bro. I can't even cap anymore. You did better than I That was good.
That's all I needed to hear. Listen. I am my father's son in that way. The show is Glee SPN in that way. And so I'm just trying to make everybody proud around here.
Wow, I can't. My cheeks hurt from laughing and smiling.
Listen, this is every once in a while we needed this. Because full disclosure, when that Mets game got canceled, we weren't supposed to be on the air this hour. And so we're
right?
giving you guys bonus content out here
overtime.
As far as we're concerned on this show. Now, as we give you the bonus content, Jhené, and as we try and compose ourselves after that glorious outburst in that spot, we'll be able to keep that same energy in a little bit, and I'm going to make Cliff run that back so that people can decide for themselves how they feel. But we have got the NFL draft coming up at the end of this month. We are very excited about that. Jhené, watching you get into mock draft season has been
nuts.
An absolute joy for me on my end.
It's
been
nuts.
Incredible.
Like, every time one drops, it's now like, yeah, okay, notifications, can't wait. What's the move? What's the potential trade? So it's been great, especially with quarterbacks. I mean, this is where it's fun because you think that franchises can really change, and we'll see which ones make the right pick and mark for themselves.
And the latest mock draft from Todd McShay, his mock draft 4.0 came out, and these mock drafts have included trades now. I think Todd goes into the second round. And one of the biggest things that we saw in this mock draft was not in the top 10 that you're seeing on ESPN Plus, but what happened right outside. At number 11, Todd McShay had Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields falling all the way to 11, and the Patriots trading up with the Giants to go ahead and take him in that spot. And Jhené, that's sort of the visual of what we've talked about on the show, what we've seen happening with Justin Fields. And it's been wild, and I know part of it, and we've brought this up because some of the things that people have talked about, him staying on one player too long, not being able to work through his progressions, this weird thing that we've seen our ESPN NFL analyst Dan Orlovsky debunk on NFL Live, all say aren't true in this spot. Although Bomani Jones stopped by earlier, host of The Right Time with Bomani Jones, wherever you get your podcast, and talked about some of the things that end up becoming racial bias in these spots, how we see and decide those amidst things that might be actual legitimate criticisms.
There are levels above the Hall of Fame.
That is the wrong sound on that spot. Cliff, do we have the Bomani Jones sound pulled up from before on the show that you can play from in there? Bomani on with us earlier talking about Justin Fields and some of the coded racism around black quarterbacks.
Well, I think that there is a fair question to ask about him when it comes to, like, processing and reading things on the field, right? Like, I think anybody who's watched him, it is fair to ask. So, and the question that everybody's going to ask is, so why did you stay on your number one receiver so long, right? But from what I've been told, there's an answer for that, and that is largely schematically based. What gets me about it is, I am not a scout. I'm not a guy that's on the ground with draft stuff. If I've talked to enough people for somebody to explain to me that a big thing that Ohio State does is it's a lot of option routes and the quarterback's got to keep his eye out to figure out which option that his receiver is going to take. If I know that, then I feel like other people should know that before they get out here and start talking about those things.
Janae and Gold Jr. here on ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, and guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. If you missed any of our interview with Bomani, check it out in the podcast. But Janae, I think it's an important reminder in this spot that we got to choose our words carefully around this time of year, because traditionally, we would like to think we're having the same even conversation with every player and all this, but we know historically black quarterbacks have been judged by a different standard than their white counterparts, that they've been held back and pushed away from that position for long times, longer than their white counterparts in that spot. And so there's always going to be things attached, things that people on the outside are already wanting to believe about this player and are just waiting for someone to give them a reason to believe it.
Yeah, or if they do believe it, they'll use that as justification for those beliefs, which are at times ignorant. And I think having these conversations are really good because they serve as reminders of where the game actually is and how it has advanced, and also how those preconceived notions no longer apply for not just athletes in football, but athletes, period.
All across the board. And so we'll see, because the mock drafts are all fun. It's a good time for us, but we know part of that is also entertainment in that spot and how these teams go about this, how they make their decisions, and what we're hearing. We talked to Dan Orlovsky earlier in the show, who came out with a video this morning saying he talked to coaches at Ohio State. He talked to the quarterback coach working with Justin Fields right now, and they raved about his work ethic. And these are the same people that teams are going to be talking to. These are the kind of things they're going to do when they kick the tires on this, and they're going to see a guy who came back in an uncertain season, a guy who helped it with Trevor Lawrence to make college football season happen to begin with and managed to go out and put some gritty performances out there. And so I think it's just a good reminder for all of us to be careful about the words we choose in this spot and the ones that we know are just lazy fallbacks at certain times that people try and use. Things around athleticism, things on the white side for guys that are gritty or a coach's son or a coach on the field, all these things that we can poke fun with when we all realize it, but when they're being used earnestly can become very problematic.
Exactly.
All right. Now that we have gotten through a lot of that, and listen, we understand these are important conversations. We never want to shy away from them because these are players' futures that we're worried about on here. These are guys that are trying to make a living playing football, trying to make a living playing professional sports for the rest of their lives. But coming up next, we have to finally make a decision. We have been trying all show. We have been asking for help all show. As we get ready for Major League Baseball season in 2021, we're picking a team for the show. We want to ride with a team. We want to hitch our wagon to it all year long. We will have that decision for you next here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Bus it.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
It's Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Sirius XM channel 80.
I belong to you. Hey. Okay. Sorry.
I don't know what I want to do, but I know that we come to the end of the road. That's my favorite part about Boyz II Men in that whole era.
Yes.
Of R&B groups is you got the breakdowns in the background.
The best. Golden era.
We're presented by Progressive Insurance. We thank all of our guests for joining us on the Goodyear Hotline today. We had some great ones stop by. Bomani Jones to help us contextualize Roy Williams and his career at North Carolina after he announced his retirement. Chris Singleton, our ESPN MLB analyst, got us ready for opening day and helped us with a very important project we've had going on. And our good friend, our uncle Dan Orlovsky, stopped by to help break down what we're getting ready for in the upcoming NFL draft. Great conversations with all of those guys. If you missed it, check them out in the wherever you get your podcast. Janae and Golic Jr., great podcast. Download, subscribe, rate, review. Leave us a rating. Do all of that good stuff in that process. But Janae, it has been a long day around here. We have enjoyed ourselves, but we had a big decision to make today. We were trying to figure out what Major League Baseball team that we are going to hitch our wagons to, become fans for, heading into this 2021 MLB season. We had a lot of things to weigh in here. Jersey colors, locations, the young stars on the team, all of this stuff, including ballpark food fare that we've got to try and break down and all this. We have reached our decision, and we're going to give it to you now as we get ready to keep that same energy. We want to be a jolt of energy.
Yeah, the energy level was really high there.
And now we want to keep that same energy going.
Keeping that same energy.
Keep that same energy.
You could just sense that there was a tremendous amount of energy.
With Janae and Golic Jr.
But Janae, before we get to that, We got some other things to attend to here. Did you see what happened with the Utah Jazz? Their flight forced to turn around flying into a flock of birds in that spot. And the scene described on the plane, Janae, the players on this plane described it as pretty harrowing. Most of them thought this was going to be it in that spot. Have you ever had any interesting travel situations with the team charter or anything like that?
Why is this keep that same energy? That's keep that energy away from me. I am pretty good with flying. But yeah, I'm glad that obviously everything is safe. We're very relieved. But like the stories that these guys, they're like, yo, I was calling my family, texting them. So there was a really tough position, but it's never happened to me. And I hope it never does.
Janae, I will never forget. We were heading down to San Antonio to play a game when I was at Notre Dame against Washington State. And we went up, we took off a little bit too steep. And so there's a kind of a gap, an air pocket under the plane. And we free fell for about 10 seconds. Everyone on the plane is freaking out. Everyone on the plane is grabbing each other, screaming, all this stuff. I look over, and Torian Smith, a linebacker out of Rome, Georgia for us, Janae, I'll never forget this as long as I live. He has got his head raised up, his arms out wide, looking up to the father, ready to go home. Just completely at peace with the situation. I was blown away. The rest of us panicked. Torian knew what time it was. We did survive.
I should not be laughing.
No, you 100% should, because it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Janae Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Janae Agumake. Let's get to the good news pile in all of this right now. Yeah, no, hands just raised to God. He was ready to go on home, man. The creator was calling him back in that spot. A true legend of the game, Torian Smith, an author of some of the greatest Notre Dame stories that I have.
Oh, my gosh.
Tyler Lockett heading back to the Seattle Seahawks locker room. A four-year, $69.2 million, very nice contract extension. But that's not the best part about it. The best part about Tyler Lockett heading back to the locker room is that he makes videos like this with his teammates mocking his star quarterback, Russell Wilson.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal. Go Hawks.
That was a shirtless Tyler Lockett with a very large DJ Fluker underneath the sheet reprising the role of Sierra in that spot.
Janae, so funny.
Gotta love a team that can poke fun at their quarterback, and Russ gives them a lot of ammo.
That was perfect content, okay?
Elite content creation. And now he's back in Seattle. And Janae, I've said this. We had Tyler Lockett on the show, and I very awkwardly told him, if there was one receiver quarterback matchup in the NFL, one connection I had to put my life into the hands of, it would be Russ to Tyler Lockett. There's like a sixth sense there. It's crazy.
Yeah, and it earned you like a bajillion points in fantasy this year. I don't forget that.
No, yeah, he was elite in fantasy, as he is every year. Tyler Lockett, you stay away from him in the draft. He's coming home with me. But now, today, it's time to make our announcement here. So we have waited all day to try and figure out what MLB team we're going to follow this year. We had great submissions from a lot of people around here. Thank everyone who called in on the show to try and get us here. We had people calling in about the Pirates, saying we got a good young team there, saying that they've got a 0.4% chance of winning the World Series, according to most odds going into this year. We had people calling for the Cardinals, winning franchise, do things the Cardinal way. A little too high and mighty for me, if you're asking. We had
what?
People advocating for the Braves, which seems dangerous. Seems very dangerous.
No, that's a hard no. I'm just going to eliminate that. Sorry. Yeah,
I respect what they got going on right there. I am not signing up for the Atlanta sports experience.
And nope.
So, Janae, I think it really came down to a couple spots here. We had Chris Singleton come on with us who said he's going to do some games, a bunch of games this year for the Milwaukee Brewers. You got Christian Yelich. You've got great food out in that area of the country that speaks to my heart. But
what is our East Coast, right?
No, that's Midwest.
Oh, wow, I'm confused.
Geography's hard. But it's going to be a lot easier, Janae, because I think we have come down to our team. We have figured out where we want to be, and we know you're in Los Angeles. We know that you enjoy the sun. We know you enjoy that coast. And
I like
so
that.
We figured we'd stay close on that one. The team that we will be following along this 2021 MLB season, the San Diego Padres.
Padres! Let's go!
Very excited.
Tatis! Tatis!
That's the thing, Chiney. It checks all the boxes here. We got rock-solid colors. We've got Fernando Tatis Jr., maybe the most exciting young player in baseball. Manny Machado riding out there. And, as Chris Singleton told us, we got great tacos in the stadium there. Like, we have the food and the fare that we're looking for in this experience.
Now, help me here. What do I do to my Dodgers?
All right, Chiney, I feel like you treat them like you did the NFL season. And you just have them as a side piece.
Yes, side piece. Got it. Perfect.
San Diego is for the family. Los Angeles and the Dodgers, just Chiney. That's just your little part of this, and that's perfect.
I accept that.
All right, we appreciate everyone's submissions, everyone who tweeted in, at Chenea and at Mike Golic Jr. Extremely helpful in this endeavor. We got one more treat for you on the. We head out here, heading to Spain and Fitz with this little number.
Got me speeding in the fast lane, pedal to the flow, man, trying to get back to her love.
And Golic Jr., we'll see you tomorrow on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Chenea and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.